Unit 3, Lessons 5 and 6, Exercise 2A. 1.
Briefly, tell me about yourself, please.
I am 21, a fourth-year student at the university studying English and French.
Mm-hmm.
I was born in Vladimir and have lived here all my life with my parents, who are teachers at the university.
I'm 22, a fifth-year student at Teacher Training College studying English and Spanish.
Oh.
I was born near Suzdal and came to Vladimir to attend college. I live in a student hostel and would like to work part-time to gain experience and to earn money so that I can rent a room or a small flat, as the hostel is not a very nice place to live.
2.
What do you know about our company?
Your company is the best known supplier of fast food in the world. Everyone knows Happy Pizza.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes I go to Moscow and I always like going to Happy Pizza there.
The whole world has heard of Happy Pizza. And when I have visited your restaurants, I've been very impressed by the service your staff provide and the quality of the food. There are never any chips of bone in your burgers that might damage my teeth. Also, I've been impressed by the way your staff seem to work well together and are polite to both the customers and to each other.
3.
Why have you applied for this job?
My parents can't support me as they would like to, and I want to become more independent and stop being a burden on them.
Mm-hmm.
As I said earlier, I would really like to move out of the hostel into private accommodation. But as my parents cannot help me financially, I must help myself. Also, I would like to become part of the team I mentioned earlier and to get experience of working in an organisation which is based in the West but has been operating in Russia for long enough to have adapted to Russian conditions.
4.
Have you any previous work experience of any sort?
Well, there isn't much work around in these difficult times. Though I did help my mother selling stationery before the start of the school year once, and I did enjoy that.
Mm-hmm.
Getting a job as a student is pretty difficult these days, so my only work experience has been at home on my father's small private plot, or during harvest on the local former Savhoz. Though that is different from selling burgers for you,
mm-hmm.
I know that I can work hard and would like to have the chance to do more normal work.
5.
What did you enjoy or not enjoy about that work?
I enjoyed selling, helping a potential customer to choose the item that they thought was best for them,
mm-hmm.
but it wasn't very well paid and lasted only a few days.
There's always satisfaction in being asked to do something, getting it done and being paid, even only a little. But I am a fairly sociable person,
mm-hmm.
and I would much rather do something that involved working with other people, both colleagues and customers.
6.
Where do you want to be in, say, 10 years' time?
In 10 years' time?
Mm.
By then, I hope to have done some travelling and to have a job which makes use of my English. I hope to have improved more by then and maybe to have started a family.
That isn't easy to say because my future is very dependent on the general situation in Russia. But I hope I will have a job or be self-employed using all my talents, experience and education.
7.
Can you give me the name of someone we can contact for a reference?
I don't know who exactly you want, but I could ask the senior lecturer in the English department at the university.
Mm-hmm.
This is the name, address and telephone number of my senior lecturer in English, who has known me for 3 years and has already agreed to write or speak to you.
8.
Is there anything else you would like to tell us?
No.
Well, let me think. Simply that I'm healthy, fit and keen to work for your company.
9.
Do you have any questions for us?
No.
In the long run, is it possible for part-time workers to become full-time and permanent?